I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, we're talking about a really important topic, and that is client retention. You work so hard to get these new clients in, and maybe they're not showing up, or they just no-show, or they ghost you. We're going to be talking about how to have them keep coming back and getting the help that they need, because you know what happens then? They tell their friends. People notice in their lives, and that's actually not only did you transform someone's life, but it's also free marketing, which is pretty awesome. Today, I'm going to be talking specifically about 3 must-haves, probably things you are not currently doing that if you just tweak a couple of things, it's going to improve your client retention. I notice with a lot of people, as they move from solo practice to group, the retention rate can go down a bit. Let's say you were really good at retaining your clients, and maybe you've even moved a few clients to one of your therapists, and you're noticing that your therapists just aren't retaining those clients. So let's dive right in here. What I love about retention is that it's free. It is absolutely free. Unlike marketing, where you're paying for Psychology Today or Google Ads or SEO, you work so hard. Think of all of the things you do to bring that client in. And then if you lose that client, that is a really big deal. But I want to tell you that not only is retention free, but it is easier to retain a current client than it is to bring a new one in. Makes sense, right? The amount of work you have to do to bring one in is way more. So let's really focus on, okay, I've already transitioned them for them to choose that this is the place. I like this place. I feel good here. I get help here. And so if they're not coming, there's something that you're probably not doing. If they just stop coming or no show or don't rebook, there's something that you're not doing. And we're going to talk about a couple of things that you could do differently that I know are going to make a difference. Number one, this isn't a must-have, but this is my first question for you. And then we'll get into the 3 must-haves. My question is, every Monday, and if you're following me, you probably do this now, do you check your calendar? I did this because it was a really good quality assurance, a check, just a really good way to take a peek and be like, oh, interesting. So therapist Susie, I don't know why, but she's gotten a ton of new clients, but she still has a whole lot of space in her calendar. I love this qualitative check, and I would just literally always have eyes on it and always be paying attention. So number one, first, you need to know that it's a problem. Don't not. I think some people, when they're stressed, they use avoidant coping, right? And so they don't check. But I would absolutely be on a qualitative check. I would do it every Monday or even take a little peek every day because, of course, the calendar can morph and change. It's interesting. Have you ever had a therapist who's really good? I've had this. Very competent, confident, like so warm. Her interpersonal skills are amazing. And we both know it's all about interpersonal skills and that rapport building. And in my clinic, there was a psychologist. She was amazing, but she was on salary. So this was important for me to really track. For whatever reason, she would have major gaps in her calendar. Now, it was interesting. And I wonder if you notice this. Her clients would come back, but they were really spaced out. And it was just so perplexing to me because people booked her like crazy, but for whatever reason, she was never fully booked. And let me tell you what happened. I am a big believer in not, I don't love the idea of you and I sitting down with a therapist with a clipboard in hand and saying, well, I notice your retention rate is only 60%. The clinic's retention rate is this percent. I just feel like that could go wrong in so many ways where they just feel they're under the microscope and they might push back. So here's what I did with this particular psychologist. I supervised her and we used to go for walks, like supervision walks, which was kind of cool. So we would go for a walk and do our supervision on this glorious day in our running shoes with our water bottles in hand. And what I loved about the walk is it was really casual. And one day I just asked her, I said, hey, have you noticed, and by the way, I always ask it in a question so they're not defensive, have you noticed that there's a lot of gaps in your calendar and even though your clients come, they're really spread out? She was like, yeah. And so I got to the bottom of it just through conversation, just through collaborative brainstorming conversation. And here's what we found. This was so eye-opening. I can't wait to tell you. She said to me, well, oh, I wonder if it's this, Nicole. I don't mention booking at the end of the session. They leave and like they're walking out the door and I just say, see you next time. And I just expect that they'll go home, they'll go on the online booking and they'll book. And I was like, oh, I think that's it. Because I had trained everybody else in the clinic. She just wasn't doing it. So I reiterated that policy and she started. But here's what the policy was and the process that every other therapist was doing. After every session, the therapist, if they have a second, they'll book the next four sessions. And it literally, we use JNAP. I absolutely love JNAP. It literally takes 30 seconds. And they might say, okay, let's book your next four. Or if they're really busy and they went over a little bit in their 50-minute hour, they just walk them to the front and get the admin to do it, but make sure like it happens and suggesting the weekly appointments, of course, if that makes sense, for their treatment plan. Okay, ready for it? This was unreal. It happened again with another therapist. 1 week, only 1 week later, she was full. I'm not kidding. 1 week later, she was full. And we went for another walk because we did weekly supervision walks. And her and I were like, oh my gosh. She's like, why didn't I do this earlier? They want to see you. They want to come back. If a person is depressed, please don't leave them astray and hope that they'll book themselves. They won't. They want to be led and guided. That's why they're choosing you as their therapist. So guide them. Now, I know we tell our therapists that we do all the admin. So you might say, well, I don't know if my therapist will love doing the booking. I'll tell you this. I just noticed if the therapist did the booking, they were the busiest, point blank, or at least if they walked them to the admin. Now, if it's a virtual therapist, they absolutely have to do the booking, but with the right booking platform, it literally is a click of a button, a click of a button. How long does it take to click a button? So that is actually must have number one. You want your therapist to book four sessions all the time. And if you think about it, think about yourself. Life is busy. As you know, I have twins at home and they have tons of activities every night. Between my schedule, Jackson and Lucas, and my husband, Dan, it is a lot happening all the time. I'm so grateful when my healthcare practitioner says, do you want Wednesdays at 2? Because a couple things happen for me. One, mentally, I get excited because I'm like, oh, I have an appointment coming up. Two, I plan my life around it. And that is key. Here's what we said. We'll book you for 4 sessions. Of course, you can cancel at any time, no pressure, as long as you give 48 hours notice before you cancel, of course. And a lot of people are happy to do that. Like, okay, absolutely. Get me in there same day, same time. And it's always same day, same time. And that's what makes it really easy to book in less than 30 seconds. Hey, do you need help having your solo or group practice stand out from the crowd? I just released something I've never talked about, but I did it in my own clinic. It was lucrative and allowed me to help way more people. Do you want to know what it was? I created a niche package for clients. Would you like to know how to create a niche package and do it ethically? Not a lot of people are doing this yet. Be the first to know exactly what to do and how it can exponentially grow your practice. Come to my free masterclass. The link is in the show notes. The best part, if you show up live, you get a free bonus and there'll be live Q&A. See you there. Must have number two. Are you ready? Provide weekly supervision or even supervision walks. I love moving my body. I feel like we're just more creative. We don't move our bodies enough. Like if there was a sunny day, I was all about getting outside. Like what therapist, contractor, or employee wouldn't be excited if their boss or supervisor said, hey, do you want to go walk for the hour? And they're like, always their eyes lit up. They're like, oh my gosh, yes, please. Because number one, we listen to heavy things all day long. We need to shake that off. You might be thinking, okay, I can't supervise or my people don't need supervision. I'm going to tie this to retention in a second. I supervised in my clinic a bunch of small groups. I love group supervision. And some of them needed supervision because they needed their hours to become fully licensed. And some of them didn't, but they would attend. So you could do just a consultation group, maybe, if they don't need supervision. Or even if you can't yet supervise because you don't yet have the requirements to supervise. But this is why it's so good for retention. I provided group supervision every single week. And there was something about connecting with everybody and hearing all the cases of the clients that I felt that I wasn't so far away from the clients and their cases. And some of these clients were mine, right? Because I went from being a full-time therapist to seeing no clients. And guess where my clients went? They went to my supervisees. And so I was able to really get a sense of what was going on in the session. And this was good for a few reasons. One, I was able to get a sense of quality assurance, the quality of the treatment. And of course, that is the number one reason people keep coming back because they're getting just the best and most effective therapy available. And I was on top of that. But also some of these clients I had treated before. So I was able to jump in with like suggestions and really support that therapist. But also there were some therapists that struggled. And because I was on top of it in terms of supervision and you're going to do the same, or in your case, it might be consultation, you're going to catch the therapists that maybe aren't that competent. Maybe you thought they were. Like, how do you know if a therapist is actually competent? How do you actually know? They could lie in the interview, right? And so the only way, besides not recording their session with, of course, consent or being in the session, is by supervising. And it was so important to me to have hands on the ground, like feet on the ground, that I wasn't so far away from the clients. Because that's what happens is as you grow from being a therapist and then being a supervisor, and then being a CEO. But the downfall of that is now you're way far from the clients, and I worry that that quality will reduce. Now, eventually, I did hire other supervisors and focus 100% on my CEO role, but it's really important to regularly meet with those supervisors. See how this goes? Really stay in touch with the therapy that's actually happening. It's very important. What I also realized as I was supervising is I would get a sense if people were burnt out. It was just evident to me. And I would catch it early, like, okay, you know, we need to chat. Maybe they need to work a little bit less for a while. So you really need to be close to the therapist, because being close to the therapist means being close to the clients and the client care. Must have number three, make sure you have a very clear follow-up process. Follow-up process is must have number three. I actually talked about this, jump back into episode 21 called How Following Up with Clients Can Double Your Income. And you know how it doubles your income? You want to find out more in that episode. But what I talk about is you're retaining your clients, right? So if the clients keep coming, you grow. Make sure you don't have a leaky bucket, that the clients aren't actually staying in your clinic. You're wasting your money. If you don't have a solid retention process, which means a follow-up process, you're wasting your money on marketing. You're putting new clients in the bucket and they're falling right out. What do I actually mean by follow-ups? Well, if you think about it, people keep coming back if you reach out and you notice that they're not coming back. Kind of makes sense, right? So they're going to keep coming back if you reach out and notice. So number one, you need to notice. Be on top of your calendar every Monday or every day if you can. But we had a really succinct follow-up process, and this is what it looked like. My admin, every single day in the morning for the day before. So picture this. It is 9 a.m. She jumps into the calendar for the day before and goes through the calendar, which was a whole lot of sessions, and just make sure that every single one rebooked. If they did not rebook, then she would add them to our tracker and follow up. Now, there's a combination of those that did not rebook. Now, a lot of them did though. Why? Because the therapist booked everyone for 4 sessions and then another 4 and another 4. So the majority of them were booked. Some of them just didn't book and we would catch that. And then also there's some that would, they canceled yesterday or they just no-showed yesterday. All of those people would get moved into a sheet. And then the admin would reach out to them. If they did not rebook, we would give them a week to book because it would be a bit weird to follow up the very next day and be like, oh, we noticed you didn't rebook, because people don't rebook because of their lives. They're on vacation. They have little Johnny has a Christmas concert, right? So I would just give them space to book their next therapy session, especially if they're a regular, and a lot of our people were regulars. However, for the no-shows and the cancels, we would follow up with them in about 3 days or less. The reason is we give them a couple days to rebook, but we just wanted to be on top of that a little bit more because something's going on in their life, who knows what it is, and just touching base a lot of the time. And I want you to know this, therapist, because I know we're so shamed for being entrepreneurial. I promise you, people love and need to be seen. They want you to notice. They want you to notice that they didn't show up for their life, that they didn't show up for their goal and to feel better. Trust me, okay? I would just really move any of our programming aside and take a stand for these people and follow up. Yes, you will grow, but more than that, taking a stand could actually mean that this person goes back to therapy. What if you don't follow up? Then what happens to them? This is so interesting. As you know, I have a 6-month business coaching program, and a member on the coaching call on Tuesday, she was saying that she made that one tweak with the follow-ups, and her retention rate in 1 month, in 30 days, went up by 10%. 10% in 30 days. It's just making these really small tweaks. And what I love about all of these tweaks is a lot of them you can delegate. Okay, the supervision you're going to do, but eventually you could replace yourself with that. But the follow-ups you don't have to do. And the training everyone to book the 4 sessions, that just goes in your manual. And it's a system that everyone's training. And then it just happens like clockwork. Not only does it happen like clockwork, but you get to help so many more people if they just keep coming for the treatment that they actually not only desperately need, but desperately want. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.